A whole school district in North Carolina and another in Virginia are closed today because too many teachers asked for the day off for the Day Without a Woman protest. Public schools in New York City are open, but WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports students are finding ways to join in.
18-year-old Gwendolyn Hernandez usually takes the LIRR train to Farmingdale State College in Long Island. But her whole thing today is not spending any money.
It's to show that we contribute something to the economy. We contribute something to just society in general, how we spend our money when we go to work.
She couldn't miss school because she has a chemistry exam today. Her mom is a nurse.
So she really can't miss either.
Her dad works at a jewelry factory.
He was going to miss to take me to my class, but I told him not to because I didn't want him to get in trouble.
So he was going to miss work to drive you to school so that you wouldn't spend money on the LIRR train ticket.
Yes.
That's pretty cute. Her friend is now driving her, and her friend group is all wearing red, the color of the Day Without a Woman strike. 14-year-old Casey Fecko is too.
I am definitely wearing red.
With pink jeans.
Yeah, because I don't have red pants, but.
She and her little sister started a classroom without girls movement at their school, Nest Plus M, to join in on the protest without missing class.
The idea behind it is we're going to do all of our classwork and do all, like, take the notes and everything. We're just not going to add to the class discussion and participate in class, just to sort of show the boys how different it would be.
Maple Street School in Brooklyn, a private preschool, is closed today so teachers can participate in the strike, says Director Wendy Cole.
We're a school that cares about social justice and racial justice and gender justice.
One of the male teachers, Thomas Bond, is staying behind to provide child care to parents who need it. He told his students that some of the other teachers were going to go be heroes and talk about what's fair. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.